Located on the corner between Piazza Eleonora and Corso Umberto, Palazzo di Scolopi's exterior is characterized by a long and tall facade, where typical neoclassical elements are evident, such as the wide columns and the pilasters leaning against the wall. The neoclassical style had a great diffusion in Sardinia. The whole island itself suffered the impact of this classic revival because of its inclusion in the Piedmontese political and cultural structure. Piedmontese administered Sardinia from 1720 to 1861. This artistic style used to prefer, as we can notice, harmony, decorative moderation, and the use of undoubtable ancient and Renaissance elements. The complex was renovated in the 19th century by Fra Antonio Cano, architect and sculptor from Sassari, who characterized the facade of the complex and also intervened inside, in the former church of San Vincenzo, now home to the council chamber. The first historical information witnessing the existence of this complex goes back to 1535, and we can gather this information from the board meetings report. In 1676, the well-known and rich Oristano merchant Michele Pira decided to have a college for religious purposes built at his own expenses. With the signing of the Act, April 20, 1676, the Pius School, organized by the Piarist, arose on 17 July 1681, and the foundation remained active until 1866, year of suppression of religious order. The Piarists, also called poverty regular clerics of the Mother of God of Pious Schools, are a male religious order whose origins date back to the free public school, Pious Schools, founded by Saint Joseph of Calasanzio in Rome in 1597. Therefore, it is easy to understand how the name Palazzo di Scolopi takes its name for its ancient intended use. The school originally occupied the lower floor of the convent, besides the church of San Vincenzo, while on the upper floor, the school originally occupied the lower floor of the convent. Besides the church of San Vincenzo, while on the upper floor, there were the rooms for the religious order. With the suppression of the convent of the Scolopi, the building and the assets stored in it passed into the control of the state. In place of the convent, the Royal Lyceum Gymnasium was opened, divided into 5 classes and attended by the young Campidano scholars. During the 20th century, the building was used as the seat of the court. Currently, the Palazzo di Scolopi is home to public service for the community, the economical financial area, the council, and the historical archives.